It has been another bloody day for Israelis and Palestinians. Israeli commandos killed four Hamas militants in a raid on their West Bank apartment. Hamas quickly vowed revenge, declaring an all-out war against Israeli troops and settlers. Hours later, a Palestinian from another group opened fire in downtown Jerusalem. At least 16 people were wounded. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
The gunman opened fire with an assault rifle on Jaffa Street in downtown Jerusalem, the site of several previous Palestinian attacks. Israeli police, who've been deployed in force in the area, shot the gunman dead. Palestinian security sources said the 25-year-old gunman was from the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades, a militant group associated with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's Fatah faction. Jerusalem Mayor Ehud Olmert said there are likely to be more attacks in Jerusalem.
There is no way that you can absolutely stop any penetration of terrorists. This is part of the realities that we have to deal with, and I believe that we will do our best, and we will have to be firm.
Earlier, Israeli commandos stormed an apartment building in the West Bank town of Nablus, searching for Islamist militants. An Israeli army spokesman said four members of the Hamas movement were killed in the ensuing gunfight, and four Israeli soldiers were injured. Israeli spokesman Jacob Dalal said the Hamas militants threw an explosive device at the soldiers as they tried to arrest them. He said the apartment was being used as a bomb factory.
We found explosives. And on a level that we have never seen before, we found explosive materials, we found weapons, we found munitions, and we found all sorts of devices to operate these explosives. We found cell phones, we found beepers, we found wiring, we found dozens of switches. We found in a shampoo container a ready-made explosive device.
But Palestinians dispute the Israeli account. The governor of Nablus said the men were killed in cold blood while sleeping. Hassan Ayoub, who works for the executive committee of the PLO in Nablus, said the walls of the apartment were charred and it's impossible to tell exactly how the men died. He said one of the bodies was found in the bathroom and two were in the living room. He said today's raid heightened anti-Israeli feeling in Nablus.
The mood now is frustration and sadness. We don't care. Because all the time we are talking about ceasefire and they are practicing more and more occupation and more killings.
After the Israeli raid, about 2,000 Palestinian protesters surrounded Palestinian police headquarters in Nablus and demanded the release of about two dozen Hamas detainees. The protesters burned three police cars, broke the gate of the compound, and threw stones at Palestinian police, who responded with live fire and tear gas. Two protesters were injured, one critically. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.